I have to tell you, Meltdown, I was a little surprised when Stone Temple Pilots hired Jeff Gut to be the lead singer for the band, because there was a guy down in the Philippines who sounded exactly like Scott Weiland. He was all over YouTube, you know?
So. Yeah, you know what's funny about that? I just interviewed Ronnie Romero. He's the new lead singer, for the last 2 years for Rainbow. And he said that he was discovered because he was in a Rainbow tribute band and somebody saw him on YouTube. What does that sound like? It sounds like the guy from Journey.
The guy from Journey. Yeah, who was homeless.
Right. And so, anyways, no, Jeff Gut right here from the Motor City. Of course, he was on that reality TV show for singing and whatnot. And I had him and Dean DeLeo on my podcast this week talking about it. And Dean says, you know, there's something that comes from the Motor City.
Wow, there's something in the water up there, man. It's definitely, you guys definitely know how to mold them.
And then Jeff talked about, you know, taking over for Scott and, you know, how he wants to do all the songs justice, of course, in the catalog.
You know, it's basically what I did the whole time I was in Detroit was study music and study what works and why and all those things. So it wasn't hard to figure out, you know, why Stone Temple Pilots was successful. You know, it was because of the song. And Scott was the best at it. You know, he had the best way of going to the song, letting the song come to him in a way too, you know, and like this, and meeting the song in the middle instead of trying to force something. And that was something that I learned, and there was, you know, certain aspects of his writing and how he would bring in his influences to make the most of each song, and those were things that I picked up on. So, and those were things I had in my toolbox walking in, so it wasn't too big of a stretch for me.
And it was a pretty interesting story about how he joined the band. I guess Chris from the band Madam X actually ran into Robert backstage at the Hollywood Vampire show last year, and I guess he goes, hey, you guys are looking for a singer, aren't you? You should check out this Jeff Gut guy. And I guess that's really what got the ball rolling. So the whole interview is up online at WRIF.com. You can check the whole thing out, even with talking with Chris.
He also made a comment, Jeff Gut, that he was not going to replicate the megaphone on stage, which was Scott Weiland's, you know, signature.
Right.
And so now those songs that he does with the megaphone, you know, Dead and Bloated. And
yeah, I always thought that was cool. He held the microphone out there and the megaphone. I always thought that was cool.
But Jeff Gut told an interesting story about how he was living in a house in Los Angeles, a shared house. It's so expensive to live out there, so a lot of people just move in. Hey, I'll take a room, right? So Stone Temple Pilots called him to let him know about whether or not he had actually gotten a job, so he ducked into the laundry room to take the call. And so he's looking around, and as they're telling him, yeah, you've got the job. We'd like for you to sing for the band. He looked down, and there was a megaphone right next to the washing machine he was standing next to.
Yeah, divine intervention.
And he said felt like it was Scott's way of giving him a little nod.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
Go for it, Jeff.
Well, cool. Well, I don't know. Those guys aren't rolling through the Motor City anytime soon. I'll see them at Rockin' the Range coming up here in a couple months. But Manson and Zombie R, they're coming up on July 11th. We've got your tickets every single hour starting at 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30. So have a great weekend and enjoy the sunshine.
You too, and I will.